There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? I just need to get this off my chest. It is like the Baltic Sea in my house. It is so cold, guys. I've got pajamas on in the middle of the day. Can I just say, a dressing gown, a fan heater facing me right now. My dog is literally a hot water bottle on my lap, who is also wrapped up and covered in my dressing gown because she's a cold little babe. Honestly, what the hell is going on out there? And it's pissing down with rain. And I guess if it was a little bit colder, that would be snow. Is that what snow is? Like frozen rain where it's so cold? Oh my God, I saw something the other day. It was like a really, really close up, like 5,000 HP, HD, I mean, camera. And oh my goodness, it was a snowflake melting up close. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I didn't realize a snowflake genuinely looks like that, like how they look in a drawing. I knew they had that shape, but all these amazing, beautiful details. If you have a minute now and you're curious, go on TikTok and search like close-up snowflake or something, melting, whatever. It's absolutely beautiful. It is so stunning. I was like, wow. And that just falls out of the sky, something that perfect. It's just crazy, isn't it? Anyway, how are you guys? Hope you're all feeling really good. To my Australian listeners, how does it feel to live my dream? It's so hot there, isn't it? Hey, yeah, rub it in. Where are you guys from in Australia? Whereabouts? Do you guys say whereabouts? Is that a thing? Do you know what is a thing down where I'm from, where what people say that a lot of people find confusing is we say where to? So you'd be like, oh, I went out on Saturday night, and you'd go, oh, where to? Rather than just where. Do you know what I mean? Or you'd say like, oh, where are you to? Rather than where are you? You'd say, where are you to? And I remember I was in Pizza Hut once as a kid, and the waitress was from London, and so she's connecting with my mum and that, because obviously Cockney meets Cockney. It's like, oh, where are you from? Yeah. Anyway, and then she was like, do you know what's really weird? What you guys say, it's you say, where are you to? And she said, somebody said to her, where did you get your hair cut to? Where'd you get your hair cut to? And she pointed to the length of it and was like, about there. And we was cracking up. I was like, oh, no, she means what hairdressers, babe, but yeah, it was so funny. I always remember that. Such a weird memory that I hold on to. But isn't that a random thing? Because there is no need for the two. You could just say, where are you? Rather than, where are you to? All right, babe, where are you to? Like your ring's on. All right, babe, where are you to? Weird, isn't it? Anyway, what are some unusual sayings that you guys have in your areas? Because isn't it funny? Isn't it so random that like people, just because we're from different parts of the world or even different parts of one country, we sound so different? Like, I don't know who it was. I think it was someone on TV, and they were Australian, and they said that in Australia, like, you don't really have accents, not really, like nothing major. And I thought, God, it's so crazy, because you can go in England, you can go right down where I'm from, and everyone talks like that, like, right, my lover, right, my darling. And then you can literally go 3 hours up the road, it's like, all right, geezer. And then you go 3 hours up the road from then, it's like, hiya, babe, you okay? Like, and it's so weird, isn't it? And then you can go an hour from there, and it's different, but it's slightly the same. And then you've got the Midlands, which is a major head fuck, because you're Southern and Northern. You guys are crazy with that accent. You say, like, fuck. What the fuck? What the fuck? Do you know what I mean? No, like, Nottingham area. And then you've got Brummy, which is a whole nother kettle of fish. Like, it's just so funny, isn't it? And then you go right up, and you've got Scotland, which turns out I'm Scottish, as we all know. Crazy. Hello. I'm Miss Hulley. That's all I can say. And it's not even that great. What's the story in Balamori today? Today? Oh, I'd love to be good at that. But I'm not. I'd love to be good at Irish as well. But again, all I can say is, I like baking and stuff, working with flyer. Yeah, I enjoy saying that. All right, guys. So this episode is just the usual choose, babe. Do you know what I mean? The weekly debate is again inspired by a dilemma. We love it. We love to see it. So I hope you guys are all feeling good today. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining me on this gorgeous Tuesday or whatever day it is that you're listening to this. If you're just catching up, don't worry about it. You listen in your own time, baby. All right. Let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, I literally just got a text from my therapy company thing saying that I have to fill out a questionnaire because I've got my first appointment tomorrow. Help. And I had to fill out this form, and it's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 0 to 10, like, how often do you feel this? How often? It's like, how often do you find it difficult to control your fear or worries? 10, darling, 10. It's not easy. 10. How often do you struggle to fall asleep? 10. Every fucking night. I'll let you guys know how that goes. I am looking forward to that because I know I really will benefit from it. And I'm such a talker, like, I love to just lay off all my issues, you know, like, I love to let things out. I really enjoy it. Like, I don't know why I enjoy it. When I had therapy at uni, she was literally like my favourite person. I was like, I can't wait to see you on Wednesday, girl. Really looking forward to it. Hopefully we have a good cry. Not you, me. But yeah, it's so fun. I loved therapy. I'm really looking forward to it again. I think because I'm so desperate for a bit of control again, where I feel like I've lost that control over the health anxiety, I feel like, yeah, come on girl, we're gonna get this control back. And I know that this is that step, you know, so I'm really actually looking forward to it for that reason. But I'll keep you guys all involved with my process, and I will obviously, anything that I pick up, any tips and tricks for managing health anxiety or just anxiety in general, I will obviously pass them on. Okay, so that was a complete side note. So anyway, the weekly debate this week, everybody, I hope you guys are ready. My question for you today is it a deal breaker if you really don't like your partner's parents? So we've done, you know, if they don't like you, or if your parents don't like them. But what about if they don't like you? God, I really struggled there, didn't I? What if they just really don't fucking like you? You know, like, what's wrong with me? So let's have a little look, because for me, that would be hell. That would honestly be hell. Like, I couldn't deal with my boyfriend's parents not liking me. I can't even deal with a stranger having a big problem with me, let alone my boyfriend's parents, you know. Somebody says, if you want a future with that person, yeah, it definitely is a deal breaker. No, you can definitely get over it. It would cause massive issues if we were to have kids. Oh, I didn't think about that. I actually didn't. So it's such a good point though. It's tricky, but as long as it doesn't make things hard for your partner, it can still work. Yeah, that's a great point. Like, how involved are the parents? You know, do you live with these parents? How often are they in my company? Are they pulling you away from me? Are they trying to jeopardize our relationship because they don't like me? You know, how deep is this? It's not a deal breaker, but it can make things difficult when they're such a big part of their life. My ex's mum hated me. She even threatened to punch me in the face. It's safe to say I'm not with him anymore. Sorry. Imagine someone threatening to punch you in the face. I just don't think I could cope with anyone threatening to punch me in the face. I'm really not a fighter. I'm such a lover. Like, if somebody ever said to me, I'm going to punch you in the face, I would be so scared. I'm literally not even joking. I would be terrified. I'd be like, oh God, I'm dead. I wouldn't even fight back. I'd be like, oh God. And let alone your boyfriend's mum. I'm going to punch you in the face if you carry on, mate. Oh, please don't. What the hell? Someone says, no, I'm not dating them then. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not dating them then. All right. My ex's parents were nasty. Oh, dear. Yes, and vice versa. My ex-boyfriend's mum hated me and made my life hell. Oh, that's the thing. Like, it's one thing just you're not their favourite person, but are they, like, going out of their way to make your relationship difficult? Are they making you feel shit? Are they isolating you? Are they insulting you? Are they, you know, how deep can it be? I don't think it's fair as they can't help who their parents are. Yeah. Yeah, I get you. That's the thing. That is the thing. But at the same time, it's not that you'd end it because it's their fault. I'm not saying it's your fault who your parents are, but at the end of the day, it just means we can't work sometimes, you know? That's a tricky one. No, as long as they also are not really close with them. My mum hates my dad's parents, but so does he, so it's not a problem. Welp, okay. No, as I hope it wouldn't be if he didn't like mine. It's our life, not theirs. Yeah, that is, you know, it's true. So I personally, I don't know if it's as easy as to just say yes or no about it being a deal breaker, because I do agree with a lot of you guys on there are some certain terms and conditions to this. But I feel like if we were, you know, say your parents live down the road or we see your parents a lot and they are making me feel really shit, like they do not like me, they are not nice to me, they slag me off to you, you know, if it's a, you know, we don't fucking like you energy, I don't want that around me. I don't want to live like that. And obviously for a while you're going to try and get to the bottom of it, you're going to try and turn things around, you know, I'm a nice person, my intentions are purely good, let's see if we can patch things up. But if it's to the point where it's like, it's not even me, it's nothing to do with what I've done, it's they just don't fucking like me, I don't know if I could stay. I really don't, because I don't want to live like that, you know. I don't want to live my life like that. It's miserable. I don't want to feel like, oh, for fuck's sake, his fucking mum's coming around. But at the same time, like, especially as you get older, like, you know, like one of you said, you have kids and, you know, if that's what you want, you have your own families, again, if that's what you want. So it's almost like, how often are they actually going to be around? If they're very present, you know, that's going to be a problem. But if you only see them a few times a year, maybe, then you can probably live with that. So yeah, I do agree with a lot of you guys. I think it's situational and it's not their fault. And there are things you can do to try and move past it, get them to understand you, get them to like you. Maybe you just got off on the wrong foot. But if it is just to the point where, nah, there's no fixing this, they don't fucking like you, that's tough. That's really tough. Okay, guys. Oh, I just hit my dog. Sorry, Missy. Sorry, baby. Ew. I've done that before, haven't I? Where I do my dog voice on the podcast. Give me the ick. All right, guys. Let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, guys. Thank you so much to everyone that sent in a response to the weekly debate, by the way. Okay, I'm going to start with this dilemma. It's intense. Do I tell his girlfriend he's a serial cheater? Okay. Hey, babe. So, long story short, I was seeing this boy for the whole of last year, but virtually no one knew. And we kept it a massive secret because he is my ex-boyfriend's best friend. Anyway, he then got a girlfriend, which he didn't tell me about until 4 months after they got together. So he was technically cheating on her for that whole time. He's actually known to have cheated on all of his girlfriends. I threatened to tell her, but he said no, it's best coming from him. Apparently, he told her and she said she forgave him and they'd work through it. Defo bullshit, he didn't tell her anything. Really? Okay, fuck, okay. I didn't speak to this boy for a while because I just thought everything he did and was doing was disgusting and I didn't need those negative vibes in my life, hun. Do you know what I mean? So I cut him off. Yeah, absolutely. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago and we bump into each other on a night out. We talk things through and end up being civil with each other. I wake up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning for a wee and I look at my phone. 6 missed calls from him and 3 WhatsApp messages. I'm like, what the fuck? So I text him asking if he was okay and he replied, yeah, all good. Can I get a cab to yours? No. Fuck right off. How about that? I obviously said no and he goes on asking to see me, not taking no for an answer. So I end up blocking him. Good for you. I wake up the next morning to go on Instagram and see he's with his girlfriend laying in bed together. So he must have rung her after I said no to him coming to mine. He's just vile. But my question is, do I tell her or do I stay out of this? Because if all this comes out, I'm going to have an angry girlfriend on my hands and an angry ex-boyfriend, because obviously it's his best friend this is all about. Help, please. Okay. This is difficult because do you prioritize the poor girlfriend here who does deserve to know, or do you prioritize yourself in the sense of you don't want no trouble, you don't want no drama, you know, this could always backfire because it's happened, you know, that you send the hey girly message and they hate you. Do you know what I mean? It does happen. So I'm stuck here on what is the right thing to do. So let's weigh up our options. Realistically, you and this ex-boyfriend situation and how it's his best friend, you're not seeing this guy anymore. You've seen him for a bit and you're not anymore. It's in the past, right? So the worst thing that your ex-boyfriend could feel is pissed off and betrayed by his best friend, because as an ex, you're not getting back together. You know, you don't have loyalties, blah, 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 blah. Obviously, it's a respect thing. Obviously, everyone would hate that if your ex got with your friend. But I think that's more on him. And clearly, he's not really that much of a decent bloke because he's dogging his friends and he's dogging his girlfriend. So it ain't great. But realistically, this girl does deserve to know. And listen, she might already know. She might know. He might have told her that night. But we don't know. We will never know. So it's a tough one because, to be honest, I kind of want to say just leave it and just stay out of it. He's blocked now. And realistically, he's probably going to cheat on her again with somebody else, because you've said he's a serial cheater. He's cheated on all of his girlfriends. He just can't help himself, clearly. He clearly doesn't have a moral compass. Is that the right saying? I don't know. But either way, it's highly likely that he's going to cheat again. And I think we leave it up to the next girl to deliver that message, because she doesn't have so much weight. She doesn't have the ex-boyfriend's best friend situation, you know. So I kind of feel like, let's step away, let's block, let's ignore it, let's stay the fuck away, stay the fuck out of it, and leave it to the next girl, because it sounds like there probably will be another girl that he cheats on her with, to come and tell the girlfriend what's going on. And, you know, then at least she hears the truth and your ex-boyfriend doesn't get hurt. You don't have to be involved in it. It's a really, really great option, I feel. But it does mean that she is staying in a relationship with somebody that she has no idea what he's really like. As far as we're aware, she may be aware, we don't know. But your other option is to just be like, you know what, my ex is going to be pissed off, but he'll just have to get over it. And this girl deserves to know the truth. This guy's a piece of shit and he doesn't deserve her. So I'm going to be the one to deliver the message. And I wouldn't blame you for doing that either. I honestly wouldn't blame you for doing it either. So there are the two things I think you could do, you know. And also be careful on how you send these messages, because they come across quite passive, don't they? Hey, babe, I hate to be the one to tell you this. Like, I just find that wording quite passive. So I think the best way to do it is just to be like, hey girl, do you have 2 minutes to jump on a phone call or blah blah blah? There's something I just really need to talk to you about. No one's going to want to like to receive that. It is hell, you know. Can I talk to you? I need to tell you something. It's about David. Do you know what I mean? No, please, Lord, no. No one wants to read it, but she does deserve to know. And hopefully, if you say it over the phone, it seems a bit more heartful. That's not a word, is it? What is the word? It just seems more sensitive and more kind, I think. You know, like, Hey, like, I know we don't know each other and this is so random, but I haven't actually been able to relax knowing that you don't know this, and I wouldn't be able to just move past it without letting you know. I feel like, girl to girl, you have the right to know, and please don't feel like I'm judging you. Don't feel like I'm enjoying this. You know, I'm saying this because if I was in your position, I'd want to know. I'm a girl's girl through and through. And this is what happened. Do with it what you will. To you, it might not be a big deal. That's fine. But, you know, I felt, it just felt right to tell you, you know. And it didn't go any further than that, you know. So, yeah. That's the options, babe. Let me know what you decide to do. But I support you all the way. Okay, love you. Next dilemma.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ah, okay. Hello, Leah. I only recently discovered your podcast and I already love it. I always look forward to new episodes. Oh, yay! We have a new bestie, everybody. Welcome. We love you. I have a dilemma for you. It's going to be a slightly longer explanation. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2.5 years. About a year ago, we had a major crisis in our relationship. My boyfriend is a musician and was involved in a project at the time. It lasted very few weeks. Oh, sorry. What? Where did I get very from? It lasted a few weeks and we saw each other, very rarely. My boyfriend is a very emotional person, and when this project was over, he became kind of sentimental, I guess. On the last evening after the highlight of the project, he went out drinking and partying with other people from that project. I only learned sometime later what had happened. He had an affair with the other woman during that time, and especially that last night. Oh, so it wasn't even on the end of show night. It was throughout the whole fucking show. Brilliant. They didn't have sex, but they made out. Not just a little. Oh, no. When I found out, I wanted to break up. But since he was very sorry and promised to never do it again, I gave our relationship a second chance. As said, it is already a year ago, but it still bothers me very much. I just don't trust him anymore, and I'm always afraid if he has similar projects and occasions again. And as a musician, he often has that. Otherwise, our relationship is going really well and I really love him, but I just feel reminded of it over and over again and I feel really bad in situations like this where he's gone. I'm really scared that he's going to cheat on me again. Do you have any tips or recommendations for me? Very kind regards. Oh, it's very, very formal. I like it. I love you, Leah. Oh, wow. That's so like romantic. I love you, Leah. I love you. I love you, girl. I love that. Okay. So, oh, that's fucked. That is pretty fucked. All right. I feel like in these situations, do you know what? Something just like hit me in the brain. Like, who do I think I am thinking I can give people advice? Like, I just find that actually kind of funny. Like, I've just, something's just like hit me in the head. And I'm like, the way I'm like, right, okay, let's see what we've got here. Expert, like, whoa. I guess it's just bestie to bestie, isn't it? Nothing professional about it. Okay, so anyway, I feel like, listen, I grew up doing musical shows. And let me tell you, these relationships in shows, they happen in every show. I have never done a show where I'm not with someone or somebody else ain't with someone. For some reason, I think it's the closeness, the intensity of your schedules, your rehearsals, you're close, you're, you know, consumed with each other. It just happens all the time. So I can really understand your stress. And to be honest, I can see how that happens with him because I've seen it happen a million times. So I really empathize with how that must feel to be the girlfriend because it's really hard. Now, don't get me wrong. There are so many people in the musical industry. I know he's not musical theater, but he's a musician, but it's kind of similar. There are so many people in that same industry who won't go and cheat on their partner and who don't get emotionally and romantically involved with people. And I am just hoping for you that it was a one-time situation and he was genuinely, genuinely sorry. Because as you guys know, I don't believe in once a cheater, always a cheater. You have made the decision to forgive him. It's been a year. So, you know, you're stuck with that decision. And you've been together, well, I don't know, it's been a year since the cheating situation. But I don't feel like you'd be wrong to come to him and say, look, I know it's been a year, but it turns out time isn't all I needed to heal these trust issues. I feel hurt and still I don't trust you. And I'm going to need you to work with me here. I'm going to need your hard work. You have things to prove. Yeah, it's been a year, but we obviously haven't put in the work that I needed you to put in to gain my trust because we're not there yet. And listen, you might not ever be there. This is a possibility. You may never be able to trust him again. That could be fucked forever. And that's when you have to decide if this is a relationship you want to stay in where you fully cannot trust him. But I would say to him, we need to try harder to gain that trust because it's been a year and I'm still not there. You need to try harder. You need to do more for me to get my trust back because it's not there. I still don't trust you. I need you to do more. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is, but I need you to do more and make me feel more, you know? And then if you've tried everything and you still can't get past it and you still don't trust him, that's not a way to live your life. You don't deserve to be sat at home while he's doing projects and be worried about the cheating and all of that shit. You don't deserve that. And you absolutely have the right to walk away if you've decided, you know what? I gave you a long time after and I still wasn't able to move forward from it. It's time to close the book. Do you know what I mean? But just try a bit harder before, because you want to be with him. You want to trust him. So I think you need to communicate that is what you want and tell him what you need from him. Have a little think what that might look like, what that might be, what would make you feel more secure, you know? All right. I love you. Good luck. Okay. Next dilemma. Hey, gorgeous girl. Love you and the pod. Love you. Have been a listener since the very first episode. Oh my God. You're my Spotify Wrapped number one podcast for the second year in a row. Woohoo. Love it. Yes, girl. I have a bit of a dilemma. Why did I say it like that? A dilemma. And I'm hoping you may be able to give me some advice. Please bear with me as it's a little bit of a long one. I'm currently writing this from the hotel room sat next to my dilemma. Okay, wows. Oh, I can't breathe for some reason. Just for a bit of context, I'm 25. I have a very stable job and I'm very happy in life. Fucking big slay. I've been single for 5 years now and I feel ready to settle down and find my person since I've been able to really enjoy my 20s. Love it. What a place to be. I started dating this guy in September. Let's call him Stephen. Everything with Stephen was going smoothly up until about a week ago. The dates we went on were amazing. We laughed all the way through, discussed life, how we wanted the same things, marriage, children, etc. And it was all plain sailing. Why can't I breathe? Why can't I breathe? Sorry. It was all plain sailing. Treats me like an absolute princess, opens doors for me, won't let me drive, pays for a lot of our dates. I pay my share too, as I like to keep it equal. Whenever we would conclude a date, he would book in another one. He's in the same line of work as me too. Police. Okay. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you do not mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. And if you do say, may be given in evidence. Do you understand? Yeah, you like that, didn't you? You actually like that, innit? So he understands how demanding the shifts and challenges to talk can be, which is a huge green flag for me. Oh yeah, I love that. Just over a week ago on a Tuesday, I saw him. The date went well, came to an end, and we said goodbye. However, there was no mention of when I'd see him again. Bearing in mind, we did have Winter Wonderland booked for the following Friday. A few days passed and we'd been chatting as usual, but there was no mention of when we'd see each other next, so I just assumed it would be for Winter Wonderland. Okay. I sent a message asking when I'd see him and whether it'd be before Winter Wonderland, and his response was, dunno, maybe I'll make you wait. I'm sorry, what is with these fucking children? Like, you're an adult, like a grown man, like you work in the police, like you're a grown man. How are you telling me, dunno, maybe I'll make you wait? No, you won't, because I won't wait. How about that, babe? How about make a fucking decision or lose your chance? Yeah. He messaged me on the Sunday. Oh no, sorry, which I thought was a bit weird, but left it at that. He messaged me on the Sunday afternoon asking if I wanted to do something. I said yes, as I was free. Do you know what you should have said? You should have said, dunno, maybe I'll make you wait. That's what I would have done. It was my last day of annual leave, so I said I wanted to go out and do something. He was a little fussy about that and said he didn't want to be out long. Oh my God, literally. But either way, he picked me up. We were out for a couple hours bowling, and overall, the date went well. Stephen had a work night out in place for Tuesday. I was changing from day shift to the night shift that day, so I said to him if he needed picking up, then I'd be more than happy to. He said he'd be really grateful if I could do that. Tuesday came, silence. No message for over 7 hours until he popped up out of the blue saying he'd gone to Topgolf and it overran a little too long. So he's turned into a little bit of a flake, okay. He was then going out for drinks when, again, silence. At 2:30, I received a message from Stephen saying, still up? Oh, a classic, innit? I was in bed at this point as I couldn't be bothered to even pick him up as he couldn't be bothered to communicate with me all day. So I just went to sleep and messaged him the next day saying I went to bed as I'd heard nothing from him. Then comes Thursday. We arranged a last minute date to go to the gym. However, we go to separate gyms and he wanted to try out the gym I go to. Why did I add the word however? That's not even there. Ignore the however. I met him there, and from the minute I was there until the minute I left, he was moaning and whining about how the gym was different to his and how the equipment wasn't good. Oh my God, fucking cheer up. Miserable little twat. Then to top it off, he had a go at me because he didn't bring his swim stuff to use the sauna and gaslit me into believing we didn't have a conversation about it prior to the day. We did, and I showed him the receipts. Okay, what a little weirdo. Again, I ignored this as our booking for Winter Wonderland was the next day and we had a nice two-night away in London planned. Now, come to yesterday, I meet him at the train station and not one word was uttered to me until we got on the train. What? You literally meet at the train station, you walk towards each other and you're like, hey! And he's just like, that's bizarre. Isn't that bizarre? Okay. He then proceeded to then ask how much the hotel costs. And when I tell him, he tells me it's too expensive and would rather only pay for one night as it's cheaper on the hotel website. Well, obviously one night's cheaper. Oh, yeah. And then you said, of course, one night's cheaper, weirdo. I said to him, if he wants to do that, then fine. But we'd have to ask the hotel when we got there. We get to the hotel, asked to change to one night instead of two. And he got funny at me in the lobby asking, well, what about the second night? Pardon? This was literally your idea. You literally wanted to change it to one night. Has this delusional guy just forgot about the conversation we had where he wanted to change to one night? No, I'm actually concerned. Like, he has, maybe he's got a memory situation because he forgot his swimming shorts and pretended he didn't have that conversation. And now he's forgot about the conversation on the train. You know, this could not be a joke here. Whatever, we checked in. I paid for the hotel room with not even an offer from him. That's a few hundred quid as well. Fucking hell. We went off to Winter Wonderland and again, nothing was uttered the entire night. I had paid for Winter Wonderland and all the attractions too. Girl, that ain't cheap. Oh my God. A few hours in, I said to him that he's not very talkative and he blamed it all on me. Shock. Saying that he isn't talkative because I wasn't. Oh, fuck off. Seriously. Okay. The rest of the evening went well. We went back to the hotel room and went to sleep just fine. Things have been fine this morning too since we woke up. Oh, we are fresh in the morning after yesterday. Okay. I'm just confused at his behaviour. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but am I going mad and seeing weird things that aren't there, or am I validated for being super confused? My dilemma is, we have things booked all the way up until March, and right now I don't even really want to see him again. Are these valid reasons to cut it off? And if so, how would I even go about doing it? Any advice would be helpful. Love you. Okay, love you. I feel like... Well, sorry, I didn't mean to shout. I feel like... It's just got to a point where you're not enjoying his company. And by the fucking sounds of it, he ain't enjoying yours. And for that reason, I would just not bother. Like, I would just be like, you're fucking, you got weird vibes. Like, you're chatting shit. You've changed up real fucking quick. Like, we have to pay attention to these things. We do not ignore them, okay? Because people can only hold up an act for so long. And trust me, normally it's a bit longer. Normally, some people can hold up an act for about 6 months, you know, sometimes longer. And then the cracks start to show. But it feels like there could have been a bit of that false, you know, it could have just been a bit fake at the beginning. But personally, I feel like we pay attention to the person that people show you. And this is where we make excuses for these red flags, because they are red flags. Like, what are you going to be like in a relationship? You're just going to be all flaky and cold and ignore me and not actually talk to me and then gaslight me and tell me you said something that you never said and tell me you never said something that you did say. And then now what? I've got to pay for everything now. Like, don't ignore these things. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Trust me. So for me, I would just stop bothering. Yeah, he might change up. He might come back with an explanation of what's been going on. Maybe he's been going through something, but don't make excuses for him. If there is a reason, let him come to you with that reason. But for me, I would just, okay, you know what? I'm not actually enjoying your company. It's literally as minimal and simple as that. I'm not enjoying this company. So I'm going to stop bothering with these dates. I'm not just going to make excuses for it. If you've not been very nice and you've not been consistent and you're now being flaky and weird, like weird fucking vibes, that's fine. I can see what I'm seeing and I can take that information and I can decide, actually, I'm not enjoying your company, so I'm not going to put myself in it anymore, you know. And I believe that is what you should do personally. And, you know, it's not that deep. I would do it now before you genuinely have deep, deep rooted feelings, because then it's so much easier to make excuses for people's behavior when you have strong feelings for them. I think one thing we all need to learn is when somebody shows you who they are early days, when they show you red flags early days, ask yourself, who is this going to be as a boyfriend or girlfriend? Like, who are you going to be as a boyfriend now that I'm seeing this behavior, you know? Not very good one. I'm clearly not going to feel good in a relationship with you. So I'm going to take this information. I'm going to process it. I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to let go, you know, because you deserve better. You deserve to feel better around somebody that you're dating. It should just be fun. It should be easy, you know. Love you so much. Okay, guys, thank you so much for sending in your episodes. I mean, dilemmas for this episode. Let's wrap up the episode. Okay, everybody. Do you know what? I've been singing today, like belting out, and I haven't sung in ages. I kind of miss it, you know. I love to sing. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have stayed here for the outro, I love you. I appreciate you so much. You're absolutely the best people ever. Remember to follow Leah on the Line and Leah Levain on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. Leave a 5-star rating and review if you have time. I'd really appreciate it. I can't get out of this accent now. I'm kind of stuck. But yeah, oh my god, guys, Christmas is approaching. I'm so excited. I'm so ready. I'm so excited. I'm also going to Winter Wonderland, I think, on the 20th. So if anyone's going to Winter Wonderland on the 20th, I'll see you there, babe. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I just love it. I'm here for the churros. I'm here for the hot dogs. I'm here to spend all my money. Like, you spend about 20 quid on a game to win a prize that costs about 2p. It's worth every penny. It's worth every penny. All right, guys. I love you so, so much. Send in any Friday episode ideas. Tell me when you want the Christmas special, if we were thinking pretty soon. If you want it near to Christmas, let me know. Send in your dilemmas to leahontheline.com. Do it now. If you're going through something, quickly send it to me now. I got you. All right, guys, have the best week. And I'll speak to you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.